Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Kayla. May I please have your zip code to locate an account for you?
Yes, Kayla. It's 89820.
Thank you. And may I have your first and last name, please?
It's John Mylosh.
Okay. Thank you for that. Allow me to...
Yeah, I'm calling in reference to a charge on my card. I can't recall making a purchase on November 26th.
Okay, sure. I'll be glad to look into that for you. I'm just pulling up the account that I located with the name and the zip code. If I can get you to verify your shipping address for security purposes, please.
Yes, it's 940 West Humboldt Street, Apartment 44, Battle Mountain, Nevada, 89820.
Okay, thank you for that information. So allow me just a couple seconds, please. It's just loading up the information for me.
Sure.
I do appreciate your patience. It's still just loading. Okay, and I again do appreciate the patience. Just taking a couple moments to get everything pulled up, it looks like.
Okay.
Okay, yes, sir. So I do have the account pulled up here. It looks like there was a head cap that was ordered with us back in November for $795. I believe that was a Trump head cap. It looks as though that initiated the Factory Direct Savings Store membership. What is the charge amount that you were speaking about?
Well, I did order the cap, but I didn't order anything for $67.32 is what I was charged. I didn't order
yes,
that.
Sir. Okay. Well, I'll be glad to help you with that. I am sorry for any misunderstanding there. Initially, when that cap was ordered, it's mentioned there on the website that that was a welcoming gift. It was going to sign you up for the Factory Direct membership. That's an online store. You are emailed a gift card that's valued at $125 to utilize at that store, and there's a membership fee to that until you call in to have it canceled.
Okay. Can I have that canceled and have that charge taken off my card? Because I didn't see that whatsoever, and I'm pretty careful on the websites.
Okay. Well, yes, I can go ahead for sure and get the account canceled for you. That'll stop all future charges effective immediately. Now, what I can do for you as far as with this charge that did go through, as a courtesy due to the misunderstanding, I would be able to credit back a 35% courtesy refund. Technically, that charge being valid, we wouldn't be able to process it back in full.
Well, I'm just going to have to turn it into a fraud if you can't rebate it. I mean, this is within 30 days. There's no reason that this can't be canceled because it was a mistake.
I understand, and it's mentioned there in those terms that you're going to be enrolled and signed up with that Factory Direct membership unless you were to cancel within the first 72 hours. Of the cap order being placed, so it's technically not a fraudulent charge. I mean, I can see
yes,
if I can. Okay, I can see if I can process a 50% courtesy refund back on that amount.
No, you're gonna rebate the whole thing, because I'm working with the Fidelity fraud and others to stop this.
Have you already filed a dispute?
That's my business.
Okay.
That charge is not – that way. I did not okay that charge. It was a fraudulent charge of $67.32. And then there was another one somewhere else on here. How many charges do you have on your record for myself?
I can see a charge for $67.32 from November, and then the shipping and handling from November 15th of $7.95. So what we can do, because you said that you have been
Now,
working
there's
with your
another
card.
charge. There was another charge in December.
That charge declined, sir.
Right, because it's fraudulent. Okay. So that one was declined, and this one, I'm declining this one by phone. So you need to take that off. Have I paid for the hat?
That was
There
a
was a
free
sub.
gift. You only paid the shipping and handling to receive it. That's not something that's going to charge you later.
Right, there was a $7 and something on my account for that charge for the hat, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so we're even on the hat. Take this fraudulent charge and recredit it to my account, please.
Okay. So we can go ahead and process a full refund on the account. However, since you did mention to me that you were already working with your card company and you didn't say whether or not there was an active dispute filed on that charge, we would need that you have your bank call in to verify they're going to stop any dispute that's been filed in order for us to refund the charge in full. I can leave a notation listed on the account, but when you already filed the dispute on the
No,
charge, there's nothing that we can do.
they're waiting to hear back from me on this one. So you can go ahead and rebate this, and there won't be any further action.
I understand, sir. However, I'm not able to process any refund due to the age of the charge. We would need your bank on the line to do that. So I've left a note on the account confirming that if we can speak with your card company to verify there is no active dispute filed for the November charge, we'll be glad to process a full refund on that. I do have the account
Okay, so
canceled and I have a
who would they
cancellation
need to
number.
contact? I'll have them call you. Who?
The same
Name and
company,
number.
anyone that you speak with from here can verify the account and read over the notations and just pick right up where we left off at.
Okay, I'll contact them and have them get a hold of you.
Okay, would you like that cancellation number?
Yes.
All right, that's C as in Charlie, 2626-94541.
Could you say that one more time?
C as in Charlie, 2626-94541.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling customer support. Have a good day.